The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran in regards to the Lady Maryam, salamullahi alayha, which we are at times, the occasion is an occasion that Christ, al-Masih, is remembered, and the time of his birth is somehow connected to this date, which the accuracy is not very known by at least myself. And there are those who doubt this. In fact, one of the reasons why I'm presenting the talk tonight on this topic is related to this. There's a lot of unfortunate inaccuracies in the narrative of Christ, his birth, his mother, his teachings, amongst those who claim to be teaching people of his teachings and of his birth and of his mother, meaning the leaders of Christianity. Christian people are believers. They believe in God. They really do believe in God. They believe that what they are taught of Christ, whether it's Trinity or the other variations of the belief in Christianity, is true, and evidence is provided for them from these books, they're not to blame. But the ones who are leading this are definitely worthy of blame for the misrepresentations, for the misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran in Surah Maryam gives us an account of the birth of Jesus ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam that I'd like to go over on this night. God fahamalathu, made her pregnant, meaning wanted her to bear a child, and she did. Kun fayakun, he wanted her and she became pregnant without any man, any male touching her in any way. Fahamalathu fantabathat bihi makanan qasiya, she went far away. That فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, the pain of labor. المخاض is that labor took her. أَجَاءَهَا, brought her. إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, to a نَخْلَة is a date tree. جِذْع is the dead trunk of a date tree. So she came because of the pain. She was moving, and before she knew it, she's by this tree trunk, which is a date tree, and it's dead though. It doesn't have any branches, it's not alive, but it's still in the ground. This condition of hers, the Virgin Mary, the purified Maryam, the one who has not done any wrong, the one who received food from paradise, is now in a state where anyone, any human being seeing her is going to consider her a wrongdoer, a transgressor. Al-ayyadhu billah. Someone who's committed some wrong. She wasn't supposed to. It's one of the things that her mom had. She was not going to get married the way the pledge had gone with her mother. This was not a choice in the sense of, you know, she just decided not to. This was something she had to do. She was not supposed to be marry to anyone. And so now she's coming over and she's carrying a baby, and these thoughts of, and seeing her condition, it's for us, I'm just mentioning this for us to think of what state she's in. Just think about who she is, where she was, and what she's supposed to do, and now what's happening to her. Okay. You can imagine what thoughts are going to come in terms of what will happen at this point. Everyone is going to see her as someone who's done something very wrong. Okay. Besides that, physically, she's in labor. This is not an easy thing to go through. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, that the labor brought her there. These are not easy conditions, physically, mentally, psychologically. And then nobody's there with her. She's by herself. In terms of the presence of any, I mean, when you say this, those who've are familiar with this, they are either married, they've gone through, they have children, they know how this is, men, women, to whatever degree, those who are familiar with this, being alone, nobody is there with her. So that physical condition, considering there is nobody there with her, and she does not have any experience with this whatsoever, all these, she says the following, قالت, God says, قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا, I wish I had died before this. وكنت نسيا منسيا, and nobody would have remembered me. I would have become nothing before. It's so difficult on her, the conditions she's in. These are really good reminders. We do go through these difficult times. All of us do. Mary, this great lady, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen of her time, and perhaps many other times as well. But of course, obviously, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen of all times, being Fatima to Zahra, it's a different thing. But Maryam, this great lady, none of us can compare ourselves to her. She's going through this very difficult time. Just try to picture all the details you know, and just imagine what type of pressure she's under. What does she say in the presence of God and to God while she's doing this great servitude to Allah? In other words, she was told, you're going to do this and you're going to have a child. She accepted. There was no idea of her saying, I don't want this. She said, how is that possible? And she was reminded by the angel that God can, it's easy for God. Obviously, because she's never heard of this, this is something that has never before or after happened in this way. So she asks, how is this possible? And she's reminded, well, if God wants to do it, it's very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this. So she didn't reject there. Now the difficulty is so much. She's saying, I wish, not that I didn't take this responsibility, not that, you know, why did you bring this? She just said with this, I wish I would have died before this, and I would have been completely forgotten of. Nasiya mansiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the condition of this servant of His, this slave of His, this great woman, this great creation of His. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows her and strengthens her heart. You've come this far, now you're in need of extra assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. We've got to get to these points, keep pushing ourselves. If we push ourselves and then we get to hardship because we are pushing ourselves to do what God has said, God will provide the assistance. Listen to this. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. Then he, it's a male pronoun there, نَادَاهَا, he addressed her, called her, مِن تَحْتِهَا, from beneath her. This is clearly the baby that is in her womb and she's about to give birth to. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. Jesus first speaks to His mother before anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a message to Maryam through Jesus. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be sad. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ. Then more than that, some physical assistance as well. She's in a difficult physical. That was psychological, because we're going to see how this is so important for her to hear Jesus speaking to her. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّةً. There is a stream now, there's water. She was somewhere where there wasn't water. She's giving birth, she needs water to wash herself, to cleanse herself, to be able to drink, all the... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّةً. That's in terms of water that is needed for both drinking, cleansing, bathing, all of that, and the child... Who's going to bring it to her? God brought it to her. There's no water there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings water. This was a dead date tree. Jesus tells him, God tells Jesus to tell his mother, hit this dead date tree trunk. تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Rutab, rutab is fresh dates. The most nutritious, ripe, fresh dates are going to fall. But this is a dead tree. It didn't have even leaves. I don't know what season it was, but clearly, even if it was the right season for it, there's no dates. This tree cannot give fruits, cannot bear fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can. He made it into a tree where it can give fruits, and fresh dates fell for her.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.